Rep 97.9, welcome to a Wednesday afternoon and another Reporter's Notebook. A look at the people, places, and things that are making news inside the Wyndham Weekly, a very special section of the Mountain Eagle newspaper. It seems to get bigger by the week. Our reporter of record joins us by phone, and it's Mike Ryan.
We had Mr. Hoyt this week, and he had a lot to say because there's a lot going on at his town meeting, so I won't repeat anything. I stopped in, have you ever been out to the end of Mitchell Hollow Road, and there's Alec Alberti out there. You know Alec? Alec is the guy who carves all these bears. The guy is just pretty incredible, and I had no idea the extent of woodwork that that guy does. So I thought it would be fun to stop by and do a little story on him.
Very nice.
He was a nice gentleman. You know, he's a Wyndham area guy. And you know that big chair over there at Drew Schuster's place?
Yes.
Well, that's him.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And a lot of stuff that I didn't know about this guy. And he's a real craftsman.
Good. Look forward to reading that.
Now, in Prattsville, they made a decision. There was a request to put a Narcan box in the town hall. Now, what that means is that Narcan would be available when the town hall is open for, you know, it's an opioid overdose treatment thing, right?
Yep.
And so the town board said yes. And apparently these things are popping up here and there. There's a couple in Wyndham. There's two or three in Prattsville. So I spoke with Scott Tyree, who is part of the Huntersfield Christian Training Center, and he has a lot to say about it, and the town board embraced it. So we have a story on that. And if you want, you know, the legislature thing, it's Older Americans Month, so that's good. Maybe somebody will pay attention to you and me for a change, right? But they're praising all the older residents in Greene County and the volunteers who are part of everything, so it's a pretty cool thing. Other than that, I guess Mr. Hoyt does most of the talking.
Okay, just a quick mention that this Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and we do this fairly regularly in conjunction with the DEA, our area police departments, and pharmacies are getting behind that. So to that end, Wyndham Pharmacy will be a collection point right outside. There'll be a big box. Bring your expired prescriptions if you want. You can cross off any identifying information on the label and just bring it by and deposit it. No questions asked. CVS Pharmacy in Cairo. And then at the usual places, Coxsackie Police Department, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and the Hudson Police Department.
Okay, so you don't want to lay it around. Somebody picks it up by accident kind of thing, right?
Right, exactly. All right, so let's get to Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. This was recorded Tuesday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, for playback at this time here on RIP 97.9. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Dun, 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 dun. We are back with Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. We haven't spoken in a couple weeks because we had that extra Thursday, didn't we, or something going on? I don't know. But you with us, Mr. Hoyt?
Yes, I am.
Now, I've been covering the town of Wyndham for quite a few years, and you've been living in Wyndham for a few years. Would you think that your upcoming meeting on Thursday night could be a little historic?
Maybe, maybe not.
You're hoping to make some kind of decision. You've gotten bids for the new ambulance center. They were higher than you all hoped. And what have you been doing in the meantime?
We have done some valued engineering with our contractors.
Now, what does that mean, Tommy, valued engineering?
They look at something on how a contractor would do something compared to how an engineer would draw it on paper, and they submit that to you to see if that is an alternate to help save some money on the project, but still give you the same product when you're done. We went through that process, and we've come up with a considerable amount of savings. So that's one box check to help the project move forward. We've also been able to secure some outside financing through other government agencies through some grants to help with the project. So this will all be documented on paper come Thursday night. The board will make a decision to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Now, when you say you've been looking for money, is this on the state and the local level or federal level?
It's on the state level and on the local level with assistance from the county, a possibility.
Okay.
We've also have reached out to the Catskill Watershed Corporation, CWC, because they have a stormwater program. It's a reimbursement program, and there's a considerable amount of stormwater that is done on the project for water quality.
Oh, sure.
That we'll be able to submit for reimbursement. So we had to do that calculation to find out where that was. We will have to front the money if we move forward with the project, but we'll be able to get it in return back. So So it's a deduct on the overall project, which will help bring it within the budget.
The town was authorized to borrow $1.85 million 2 years ago, and yep. So you'll have all these dollars and cents all figured out on Thursday night and just, I guess, pull the plug or pull the trigger, right?
Yeah, that's right out on the table.
So you'll have all these numbers on Thursday night. If folks are interested, they can stop by.
Right. We'll go from there. Necessity-wise, by the end of the month, which is just around the corner, we'll be pushing 200 calls already this year.
Wow, for that little ambulance unit, huh?
Yep, correct.
And it's not even ski season. I mean, that's over with.
That's over with. Hopefully we have a little lull in the calls, but you never know it. I mean, some days you do 4 or 5, some days you don't do 0, you know?
Sure.
So it's hard to tell. Plus, you're also doing some mutual aid for Hunter and Ashland, and on occasion we go down and do Carroll or do Durham.
Now, do you guys ever fill in for the fly cars?
Yes, we have. We've had where a situation has arisen where the fly cars are all out, and we're kind of become fly car for the mountaintop because Hunter runs a BLS ambulance, and so does the town of Ashland.
It's a very important service, and an important decision will be made Thursday night. And also, at a very recent meeting, you decided to implement the comprehensive plan, and you mentioned committees being formed. Now, what's the first steps for that?
First step, we're going to have a kickoff meeting on the 19th, and it's going to be with Helen Budrock from Delaware that helped us with the comprehensive plan. We're going to ask the committee that served on the comprehensive plan if they want to serve for another year or 2 years or whatever it takes to implement the issues within the comprehensive plan. There may be some of them that want to commit their time again. There may be some that do not want to commit again.
Okay.
And then we'll see what our number is. And even if the number's the same on certain aspects of the comprehensive plan, we're going to reach out to other people that had commented that we address them in the index in the comprehensive plan to be players if we got to that issue to implement it.
Okay, now when you say issues, what specific types of committees? I guess there's going to be various committees?
Depends on what the subject is. If it's rural natural history resources, there's a column in there on who would be on that committee to research it. And transportation, there are different players that you would bring into the mix if you're doing a transportation project. And when I'm talking transportation, it's not just a bus, it's transportation as the town being accessible by foot traffic or bicycle traffic.
Now, also issues I believe that showed up were broadband, maybe zoning, discussions about land use. So those types of committees may or may not get formed.
It depends on where we are and what part of the plan we start with. And I think we're going to do multiple tasks. We're going to grab some of the low-hanging fruit right off the bat, and then the other issues will take time. It's pretty easy to take a map and just say, oh, you're going to do this part commercial, this part residential, this part mixed, but then you also have to look in on what part of it would be a special use district.
Okay.
What part of it would potentially be able to request a waiver? What part of it becomes an appeals if somebody doesn't like the decision that's made for them? There's an appeals process. It's time-consuming, and because it's got to be done proper.
Now, you mentioned Helen Budrock. She's from Delaware Engineering. She's a consultant. She has a lot of experience with this type of thing, with implementation.
She's been involved with plannings for communities for over 2 decades. It's her profession, so she can give us the assistance that we'll need to move this project forward.
Okay, now, Wyndham is certainly not alone. Over there in Prattville, they totally revised their site plan, and now they're updating their comprehensive plan. There's been legal cases out in Schoharie County where comprehensive plans were actually part of a court ruling where the comprehensive plan carries a lot of weight if you do it correctly.
And that's why, you know, we did ours correctly. Whatever avenues we move forward with, if it's a ordinance or a law, or if we do get to the zoning part of it, it'll be done properly. So if you do ever go to court, it stands to ground that it was done properly. You know, you have to go to a county for a 239 review. You've got to advertise it. You have to have your public hearings to show that you just didn't sneak this through at midnight, you know, that you did it right up in front and you had participation from your community.
Now, I think something important to mention is that whatever happens in these committees, there's going to be a lot of discussion publicly. There'll probably be public hearings. You're going to invite the public to participate as much as possible, both year-round and so-called seasonal residents.
And there's going to be communication when you're in the post office or you're in the diner having a cup of coffee. You know, people will say, what are you guys doing here? What are you doing here? And that was kind of what we had for a comprehensive. There was a lot of input from the community just with knowing who was on that committee where they caught somebody on the sidewalk and they mentioned it. Then that individual brought it back to the committee as a whole and said, hey, when I was in the post office the other day, you know, Mr. Jones asked about this. And then we looked at it and said, oh, that was a good idea. So we were always getting public comments, even though it wasn't at a public hearing.
I was particularly impressed when the final master plan, which it's also called, was put in place. You put virtually every comment that was made at the public hearings. There was a lot of controversy about short-term rentals. All that stuff is in there, and I would imagine those folks will be invited to come back and take part in this.
Definitely. There may be one or two of the people that made comments, either for short-term rental or there were a couple comments on a noise ordinance or lack of this or too much of this. When we get to that section, we'll say, hey, who commented on it? And we'll reach out to them and see if they have more input into it so we get it correct for the community.
That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with talk. Now, I see in the state budget they've kind of made some money available maybe for broadband. Do you know how Wyndham can tap into that?
We're working on that. Greene County Warren Hart's office is working on that. They've been having meetings with the cable company, the providers, Margaretville Telephone, Mid-Hudson Cable, Spectrum, and State Telephone that covers the areas in Coxsackie. They have a big map down there with what areas are serviced or underserved. They're going about it that way. We're fortunate in Wyndham. Just this past year, Mid-Hudson Cable has serviced a section off of County Route 10 off of Blodgett up on Sky Hill Road. That all has high-speed internet now. And Wyndham High Peak has high-speed internet that was just put up and online in the last month. And they're also working on part of Nauvoo Road to get a section of that done. So there's not a lot in Wyndham that doesn't have the high-speed internet currently. We're very fortunate.
Well, very fortunate, but also a lot of legwork and a lot of phone calls went into that.
Yeah, and it didn't happen by itself.
Right. Is the snow gone up there yet? I'm down the mountain a little bit from you.
There's a couple piles where we plowed up here.
Yeah.
They're not very good piles. They're ankle deep, but we're, you know, last Tuesday they were knee deep.
Sure. So are you guaranteeing no more snow?
Yeah, nice. I can remember one time we had lilacs and we had a little snow in May, so you never know.
Isn't that heartbreaking? I mean, it's just, come on, whatever, you know, give us a break.
So.
I hear that the highway superintendent in Wyndham takes a lot of good-natured kidding from the highway guys down in the valley because they don't have to deal with the snow like he does up here.
As you know, we're in God country, and God can give you anything.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, God, how about giving us 75 and sun, you know? So, Mr. Fink, you got anything to add to this conversation?
I just wanted to jump in here and let you guys know and let Tom know specifically that Lisa Jaeger darkened our door today and we firmed up plans for not only July 4th on Wyndham and on Main Street, but also Autumn Affair. So we have two remotes, two big remotes coming. She wanted to make sure that we're going to be out there. And so she said, let's book it. So I was very happy to hear that.
Very cool.
And, of course, they have the
Cabin Fever, Jay.
Cabin Fever. Thank you. Cabin Fever party this coming Friday at night. Just $10 at the door.
And they got the Civil War dudes coming back, too, right, Mr. Hoyt?
They're coming back. And then, you know, this Thursday, we're going to receive bids for the annual flowers on Main Street.
Nice.
So Little League's going to start up. So we're geared up for summer.
Hey, now, what's going on with that floating bridge out there at the park? How's that thing doing?
Last time it picked up and it moved itself a little bit, so we have to get a machine and move it about 6 inches to level it up a little bit, but stayed in place, and there's been quite a few people over there fishing. So, like I said, summer's on its way.
Yeah, that park's a busy spot, and I imagine it'll stay that way. For sure. Anyway, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, a very important decision will be made by the town regarding the new ambulance. Will they do it? Will they not? And that's all based on price because, as Mr. Hoyt pointed out, the need is definitely there. And then this comprehensive plan, a lot of work still to do. We'll see you there Thursday night, 7 p.m.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Hoyt.
Thanks, Ed.